This is Health Matters reporting on a recent surge of medical emergencies and deaths caused by overdosing on heroin laced with lethal fillers.
The deaths and the near deaths were caused by powerful synthetic opiates added to the heroin. These opiates can kill in extremely small amounts. More than 200 people in the Cincinnati area were given emergency treatment from an overdose of chemically laced heroin this month. Three of them died.
Similar rises in overdose incidents have been recorded in Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Ambulance crews and emergency rooms in these areas have been overwhelmed. Anti-drug advocates have been stunned and dismayed.
Toxicologists and drug specialists have been testing various drug packets found on the users as well as their blood and urine. They've identified a class of synthetic opiates used as animal tranquilizers as the primary cause of the overdose crisis. These tranquilizers were developed for livestock and elephants, such as tranquilizer phenytoin is 50 times stronger than heroin. Another, carfentanil, is up to 150 times stronger than heroin. Experts explain that an amount smaller than a snowflake can kill a person.
Actually, fentanyl is widely used in hospitals as a fast-acting painkiller, but carfentanil is rare. So rare, in fact, that an official trying to identify the drug causing such severe overdoses had to contact zoos, rural veterinarians, federal authorities, and a licensed manufacturer in Canada, all to secure a sample that could be used to calibrate drug testing equipment.
The effect of the tranquilizers can be instantaneous. People can collapse on the spot from one hit. The chemicals are so dangerous that sheriffs and police officers around Cincinnati are carrying sprays designed to reverse overdose effects, carrying them for their own use, in case they accidentally inhale or touch the tiniest flake. But the antidote used in these sprays hasn't been working as it is supposed to. Usually one quick spray will block a person's opiate receptors and immediately jolt them out of an overdose. But the antidote spray was developed for heroin, not the animal tranquilizers. Ambulance crews and police responding to the recent wave of overdoses said they sometimes had to give people up to 5 doses of the spray to revive them. Hospital emergency rooms had been given intravenous drips of anti-opioid chemicals to revive overdose victims.
In some areas, emergency response crews are answering 20 to 30 calls a day. During the first 6 months of this year, there was an average of 92 overdose reports every month in Cincinnati. This is up from an average of 40 overdose reports a month during the last half of 2015.
How these lethal animal tranquilizers found their way into the eastern United States is a big question. Another is, what are the prospects of their arriving on the West Coast anytime soon?
The current thinking is that carfentanil is being manufactured in China or Mexico. It is probable that laced heroin shipments flow north along Interstate 71 and 75, making Cincinnati an easy target. But the drug has been found in Columbus, Ohio, and the Gulf Coast of Florida as well.
Drugs are so cheap in Cincinnati that addicts can get free samples from dealers in some places. This whole story demonstrates a simple fact. Areas with addicted populations are magnets for dealers pushing any cheap drug they can get their hands on. Given the level of heroin addiction in the Pacific Northwest, it may only be a matter of time before heroin laced with lethal animal tranquilizers show up in Hoopa.
It's worrisome. The Seattle Times reported in 2015 that deaths from heroin and speed increased by 58% in the greater Seattle area. Further, heroin overdose deaths are concentrated among young adult users, in part because there are a lot more young adult users and heroin from Mexico and South America is cheap.
There is currently no indication that the spike in overdose deaths in the Seattle area is related to heroin laced with animal tranquilizer. One speculation is that the heroin causing the overdose death in the Pacific Northwest may have a higher purity, which means it is more powerful and more deadly.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.